So let's review. The Mishnah earlier cited the opinion of Reb Shimon, Hito l'shvach mekudeshes. The Kedushin is valid if he erred to her benefit. The Gemara explained that he is discussing a case where Amarli hiskadshali betinu shel kesef. A woman tells her agent that she was promised a silver coin. V'halach v'nasan li dinu shel zav. However, he was given a golden coin. Shimon explained, Mar makam hilai. She was merely saying that accepting a silver coin would be acceptable. Amar baya. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Elazar, kulu sfirlu mar makam hulai. Abaya cites other opinions who apply the reasoning of mar makam hilai regarding other halachas. Get pashet edav mitaychai, mekusher edav ma'acharav. An ordinary get is signed on the inside at the bottom of the text, while a folded get is signed on the outside. Therefore, pashet shiksavi edav ma'acharav, mekusher shiksavi edav mitaychai, shneim psulim. If the signatures are on the wrong side, the get is invalid. A folded get with the signatures on the inside is valid because you can simply leave it open as an ordinary get. We cannot treat it as an ordinary get if the local custom is to make folded gittin. Now, Tana Kama Isle Minig HaMedina. They certainly agree that an agent cannot ignore the local custom. Rather, they're arguing Ba'astra Dinahigi Bein B'Pashat Bein B'Mekusher in a locale where both versions are used. Vamale avali pashat va'azlav avali mekusher, and he specified to get pashat, and the agent wrote to get mekusher. Tanakama holds kepeda, he was particular, and did not sanction to get mekusher. While Reb Shimon Gamliel maintains mar makam hulai, he was only explaining that a get pashat would suffice. Ha'isha amri skabali gita mimakam plaini, v'kibala gita mimakam achar, pasal. If an agent was instructed to accept a get in a particular place, the get is invalid if accepted elsewhere. However, Reb Elazar machsher, the get is valid, presumably because Mar Makam Hilai. She was only pointing out her husband's expected whereabouts. The Gemara now explains what constitutes Hito L'Shvach. Machlekis B'Shvach Mamun. Reb Shimon only argues if he misrepresented himself financially. But B'Shvach Yuchasin, Divi Akol Einem Mekudeshes. If he misrepresented his lineage, even if he was actually of higher position than he claimed, the Kedushin is not valid, as is evident from the next Mishnah. Even if he claimed to be a Levi and was actually a Kayin, the Kedushin is not valid, and Reb Shimon does not disagree in that case. This is because there's a saying, I don't want a shoe bigger than my foot. It's possible that she did not want the burden of marrying someone of greater stature than her. Although the Mishnah also says Amanashi Yeshli Bas a Shivcha Megudelis Ve'einloi Amanashi Einloi B'Yeshloi Ein Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is not valid if he misrepresented whether he has a grown daughter, and this is seemingly a financial matter, as Rashi explains G'doy L'Veru L'Sham Sheni. The issue is if she is old enough to be of assistance. The Gemara answers Poligarish of Huden L'Seifa. Reb Shimon does argue in this case. However, since it also involves Shvach Mamon, he relied on his earlier statement. Alternately, my Mugudelis Gadelis. The reference is to whether the daughter is a prominent person, because she might reason, I don't want her maligning me among the neighbors. The Gemara now lists many possible stipulations a woman might make and establishes the minimal requirement for each. Amanasha ani Karanya, Kivin Shakara Shalish Pesukim Bevesakinesis, Hareza Mukudeshis. If he stipulates that he can read, the Kedushin is valid if he has read 3 Pesukim in Shul. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Acha Yikra B'Yitargim. He must have read and translated, and the reference is to Targum Didan, the classic accepted translation. However, Amla Kara Ana, Adakari, a Reisin Nevi V'Ksuvi B'Diyuka. If he stipulated that he is an expert reader, he must be proficient in all of Tanakh. Amenasha Anishayna. If he stipulates that he has learned, it's a Machlekes if he must have learned Halachas, the laws received as a tradition from Sinai, or Medrash Torah, the expositions on the Torah found in the Sefra and Sefri. However, if he said Tanana, I am knowledgeable, the Tani Hilchas Sefra v'Sefri b'Tesefta, he must be proficient in all halachic literature. Amenasha ani Talmud, if he claimed to be a Talmudic student, Kol Shoshoy l'Noisa b'Chol Mokim, Dover Echad b'Talmudei v'Omri, v'Afilu b'Mesefta d'Kala. It's sufficient if he can answer a question in any one area of study, even a straightforward topic. Amenasha ani Chacham, if he stipulated that he's a wise man, Kol Shoshoy l'Noisa d'var Chacham b'Chol Mokim v'Omra. It's sufficient if he has a clear grasp of any one area of study. Amenasha Negibar, if you claim to be strong, Koshachaver, Misyar Mimenu Mipne Giburasai, it's sufficient if his strength inspires fear among his friends. Amenasha Neosher, if he claims to be rich, Koshabne Iroi Mechab Noisem Mimne Oishroi, it suffices if the townspeople honor him due to his wealth. Amenasha Netzadik, if he stipulates that he is righteous, Afila Rasha Gamim Mukadeshes, Shema Hiru Tshuva Bedaitai, we must suspect that the condition is valid even if he is known to be wicked, because he may have repented in his heart, which instantly labels him a tzaddik. Similarly, Amanashani Rasha, if he claimed to be wicked, Afila Tzaddik Gamim Mukadeshes, Shema Hiru Dvar Avodas Kachavim Bedaitai, we must suspect that the condition is valid because he may have had thoughts of idol worship, which instantly label him a Rasha. The Gemara now digresses to discuss various attributes and where they are most commonly found. Asar kavim chachma yard la'ilam, tisha not la'eretz Yisrael, ve'echad kalay mekulay. Eretz Yisrael received 90% of the world's wisdom. Asar kavim yefi yard la'ilam, tisha not la'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim received 90% of the world's beauty. Asar kavim ashiris yard la'ilam, tisha not la'Romi. Rome received 90% of the world's wealth. Asar kavim anias yard la'ilam, tisha not la'Bavel. Bavel received 90% of the world's poverty. Asar kavim gasus yard la'ilam, tisha not la'Elam. Elam received 90% of the world's haughtiness. Asar kavim gavur yard la'ilam, tisha kavim not lu parsiyim. Persia received 90% of the world's strength. Asar kavim kinim yard la'ilam, tisha not lu madai. Madai took 90% of the world's lice. Asar kavim kishafim yard la'ilam, tisha not lu mitzrayim. Egypt took 90% of the world's witchcraft. Asar kavim znus yard la'ilam, tisha not la arvaya. Arabia took 90% of the world's licentiousness. Asar kavim azus yard la'ilam, tisha not la mation. Mation took 90% of the world's brazenness. Asar kavim sikhi yard la'ilam, tisha not lu nashim. Women took 90% of the world's conversation. Asar kavim shikris yard la'ilam, tisha not lu kushim. Ethiopia took 90% of the world's drunkenness. Asar kavim shina yard la'ilam, tisha not lu avadim. Slaves took 90% of the world's laziness.